Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by USAA, proud to support the Navy football team, by Northrop Grumman, the value of performance, and by CarQuest. With well over a 500,000 items available, CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Everybody, and welcome to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Coming up on the big program, it's the biggest regular season game that's not Notre Dame, Army, or Air Force, probably since 1984 when the Mids knocked off number 2 South Carolina 38-21. They travel to Memphis, Tennessee as they take on the Memphis Tigers. Memphis undefeated, the Mids at 6-1, 4-0 in the American Athletic Conference, and you get exactly what you hope for. When you join a league, a chance to win it and a chance to get some national exposure as the Mids play in primetime this week on ESPN2 and, of course, all the action on the Navy Radio Network. We'll talk with head coach Ken Niumatalolo about Memphis's outstanding quarterback, Paxton Lynch. We'll talk with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson about how you try and stop him. And we'll talk to Ivan Jasper, the Mids offensive coordinator, about how you can try and play keep away to keep Lynch off the field. All that and more coming up next on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Back in a moment on the Navy Radio Network.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you, responsibility matters.
Whatever your taste in sports, you can always count on the great taste of Coke Zero. 0, the official great-tasting choice of sports fans everywhere.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Thanks to Mountain Dew Kickstart, three bros are about to become more than just a bunch of couch brotatoes. The energizing blast of Dew and Juice is entering their mouths. Soon they'll be sliding across the dance floor as if it was strewn with appeals of bro-nanas. Then this trio of bromios will recite sweet broetry into the ears of any dame that will listen. These guys are bro-fessionals.
Let's do this.
We're coming, world.
It all starts with a kick. Mountain Dew Kickstart. With Dew, Juice, and just the right amount of kick. Now available in six flavors that taste good.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine, Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Memphis Tigers with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. 39 minutes of time of possession last week. Your defense barely on the field for the second half. And when South Florida's offense had it, they couldn't run it. Could you have asked for a better setup than that, especially over the final 30 minutes?
Really pleased. You know, going into the game, they're really good at running the football. You know, Flowers and Mack, and we had to take away some of their stuff. And I thought defensively we did a really good job. You know, they hit us on some long third downs to start the game. But once we settled down on that, I thought we played really, really well. Offensively early, you know, we were moving the ball, but we were kicking field goals. So, right. You know what I mean? We turned the ball over. And so I was pleased that we were able to do that. But this week, we better score touchdowns. You know, it's not good enough to drive the ball down there and kick a field goal. We better score some touchdowns.
Sometimes when a team runs a kickoff back to start the game like that, it can really set a bad tone for your football team. Were you happy with the way your team didn't really let that negative build there and really fester throughout the game?
Really pleased, you know, just their resiliency. I thought a little bit about Missouri. You know, right. On the second play, they hit a screen and take it to the house, and our kids bounce back, and fortunately, you know, for a bad play like that, it was the first play of the game, and we still had a ton of games to play. But also, we had some major boo-boos in special teams that really can set you back, and we had the short punt that actually went to the lead blocker, and he took that back, you know, and got him a good field position, and we were offsides on the field goal. And, you know, fortunately, he missed the second one. So hopefully if we learn from those kinds of things, because, again, against a team like Memphis this week, you can't have those kind of mistakes.
If you went back and looked at the tape, 3 100-yard rushers, how were you able to do that?
I thought the guys ran really hard. Our guys blocked really hard, you know, real physical. And I thought the great thing for us as we press forward, they were all at different positions.
Right.
So hopefully guys are like, okay, we'll take away this guy, or we'll take away this guy, or we'll take away that guy. And that's the beauty of what we do, you know what I mean? Hopefully they're like, well, you know, they can get you in all three facets.
Was that really the breakout game for Dyson? Because he's a guy that you know has got tremendous acceleration. And, boy, he did get outside the numbers a couple of times on Saturday, and you could really finally see that acceleration that you guys have known he's brought here.
I'm really happy for him, but I know this is going to help him, and hopefully his confidence continues to build, because he's going to have to play tremendous for us in the final games, you know, for us to be successful.
You guys had some injuries this past week dealing with that, especially at that slot back position. Fortunately, it is a deep spot. How are you with those guys coming back this week?
Actually, everybody practiced yesterday, so I'm excited. You know what I mean? Some guys are in a limited role early in the week of practice, but watching them run around yesterday, I think we'll be fine.
For this roster, several kids from the state of Tennessee, I know there's that edge that those guys are going to play with, but how do you get them to kind of focus and say, hey, it's a football game, but it's great that you're going to have a lot of people there, and you know those kids are going to be ready to play?
Well, first and foremost, all right, guys, we got to recognize it's a huge game and, you know, be ready to deal with your emotions. But it's exciting for them. I'm excited for our guys that are able to go back to their home state, and hopefully they play well.
Finally, I asked Dale the same question. When you turn on the tape and you see a player of Paxton Lynch's caliber, for your trained eye, what do you see?
Well, I'm not Mel Kiper or anybody, but, you know, just being a guy that's, you know, played the position, obviously not at his level. I mean, I love to watch really good quarterbacks, and his tape is, you know, it's you love watching it. But you see a guy with no flaws. You know, he's got a tremendous arm, accuracy, touch, arm strength, great decision maker, size, mobility. The guy has no weaknesses. And so I liked watching him the other weeks, except this week.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Pete.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo. The Maids getting set for the Memphis Tigers. And, of course, should be a good one. Paxton Lynch, the quarterback his coach was talking about, just a marvelous athlete for the Memphis Tigers. He has thrown for 300 yards or more in each of his last 7 games. 5 of Memphis's top 6 receivers began their careers as walk-ons. So that tells you a little bit about the quality of the coaching staff and about how much they've improved the talent in player development in the program. And the Tigers' current 15-game winning streak is the 3rd longest in FBS. And, of course, to their credit, a win over Ole Miss already this year. When we come back, we'll talk with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. We'll do that next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids getting set for the Memphis Tigers, pair of undefeated teams in the American Athletic Conference. And we talk about players get hyped up for games, but as a coach, is this one of those games where you get excited about it because there's major stakes on the line here for this football program?
Well, this is why you compete, why you play sports, you know, why you coach. This is what it's all about. You know, this is a big time conference game for us, man. That's a good sound. It's a good feeling, and we'll be ready to play. Go out there, man, and let it roll and see what happens.
The triple option in true effect last week. Your quarterback, your B back, your A back, yes, all run for 100 yards. How important was that to have that happen and get that on tape? Because as people try to prepare for you, it shows you all are effective in all three facets.
It's huge. You know, again, first of all, just know that we haven't had a game where all with 3 guys were 100 yards in the history of the program was
right.
So that I had known. You know, but that was definitely big. But also, yes, when they get the film, you know, all three facets, you know, got 100 yards, you know, gained 100 yards, you know, our quarterback, our inside game and our outside game, you know. So it kind of puts you in a bind on defense, you know. What are you going to do? You know, again, take the quarterback away, there goes the fullback, and then vice versa, you know. So it's definitely good to see, you know, again, and hopefully that will help us as the year goes on. There's a lot more football to be played. But again, to see three guys score 100 yards, man, that is big time. That is huge, you know, and hopefully, again, it'll pay dividends here in the long run.
For a guy like Dyson that's got such acceleration for him individually, how important was it for him to have that kind of a breakout big game? Because I know you all have been waiting for yes. that from him.
It's huge for his confidence. You know, the only thing is we can't get the kid in the end zone. You know, I think he's the only A-back that hasn't scored. You know, so hey, if you run faster, you'll score. But I mean, it's good for the kid. You know, and again, here it's different because, you know, again, we have some great kids here. Dyson's a great kid. You know, and again, to see him, you know, have all the hype, but then not have anything happen, then to finally get that to get it going and have a big day and show his speed, you know, a third and long there, get us a first down, you know. So definitely, you know, it's huge for him and his confidence. Hopefully, again, it'll build from there, you know. And again, like I said, a lot more football to be played. Hopefully, it'll build for him and continue, you know, for the long run.
He showed you some toughness too, didn't he? Because he was not 100%.
Let me tell you something about Dyson. Dyson is he is not afraid. He's a 1A back. I mean, I'm most impressed by his blocking. Mm-hmm. He will throw it up in there. I mean, he will not, you know, he doesn't shy away from contact. I mean, he has a lot of pop to him. You know, so again, if you watch him play, you know, don't look at the runner sometime. Watch him block him. He is a very, very powerful, very physical kid, you know. And again, he's about maybe 185, but he'll use all of it to get you on the ground. Now, again, he had a one long run. Their best player, you know, came, the Bird kid came and had a great hit, but both those guys were down. It's just kind of show you both guys had pop, but again, I mean, very explosive kid, you know, and again, very, very tough kid. And I was happy to see him come back. I thought he was something might be done for him maybe the next game, but good to see him come back, show a lot of courage for us. Again, it's just going to show how our kids are.
Your quarterback takes over in the fourth quarter. What mm-hmm. was it about what they were doing that allowed him to be so effective? And, I mean, you guys had the ball for almost, it seemed like, the entire second half.
Well, you know, honestly, I think Keenan, you know, because he's beat up. I mean, you can kind of see he's not as, you know, that burst is not there, you know. And again, carrying the ball as much as he has over his career, it's going to happen. But I think that drive, the light came on, but he said, you know what, this is my time. I have to do something, you know. And it wasn't planned. It was something that they were doing differently. Keenan just decided, you know what, I'm going to get these yards, you know. And he broke a lot of tackles, you know, and made a lot of plays where he just kind of faked some guys out, you know, just put it on himself. And that drive was huge because we had to take that ball down 80 yards and drop and score. He took it upon himself, and again, it was not the play call. It was keen and just determination to say, hey, this is my time. I have to show up, and he got it done.
For you all this week, your offense may be your best defense against a mm-hmm. team like this. Mm-hmm. How important is it to possess the football, but more importantly, finish those drives this week? Because you got to score touchdowns to beat Memphis.
It's going to be huge, you know, and again, you know, don't want to make it, you know, like it's negative to our defense. They're good on offense, and everybody knows it, and we know it, you know. And again, for us, the formula never changes, you know, but at the same time, if we can have a ball 40 minutes, three field goals is not going to do it. We have to score a touchdown, you know. So the plans will be the same. We need to possess the football. 40 minutes or better would be great. Trust me, Dale's already told me. hang on to the football, but most importantly, score touchdowns.
There's a possibility that if things go the right way, Keenan Reynolds on his home turf in the state of Tennessee mm-hmm. could put himself all by himself at the top of the NCAA's rushing record. You've coached him. Mm-hmm. Why is he on the verge of doing that?
Just determination, just being a good football player. And I think the biggest thing is that Keenan has embraced the position in his offense. You know, I think when he came in, it was more, you know, we're going to try to throw the football more and, you know, be more dynamic. And we've tried it. But when you look at it, when it comes down to it, we're a running football team. And I think over the years, he's kind of, you know what, it is what it is. I'm going to embrace this. I'm going to be a physical runner. And you know, whatever I have in my tank, I'm going to use it. You know, so I'm just happy that the kid has, you know, survived this long. You know, and hopefully he can continue. But I think the biggest part is just that the kid has embraced the offense, embraced his role in this offense, and what's called upon him to do is run the football and throw it, you know, at the right time, and obviously complete it. But he's just accepted the role. And, again, it's going to be good for him to, you know, get this record in his home state where a few schools didn't even give him a look. So this is going to be huge for him.
As a play caller, did you have to fight that challenge, too, about knowing that he's got the arm to do some things, but at the same time make sure that you all stay within your personality?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. You know, it was the same with Ricky. You know, right. Ricky was just a good thrower, you know, and Ricky was a very physical runner. You know, it's always there. The temptation is always there. You know, and they're looking at what people do. And I do think being able to get into the gun definitely has helped us over the years because people have a little bit more to prepare for. But it is tough. But at the same time, you know, when we all look at it, if we can start the football game off and run the option and pick up 10 yards, that's going to be our plan for the rest of the day, you know. And it's hard to get away from that, you know. Right. So, but it's been tough, you know. But at the same time, and we know who we are. But the biggest thing is that our kids accept it, and Keenan has accepted it, his role in this offense, and he's definitely delivered for us.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
Awesome, man. Appreciate it, boss.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, Keenan Reynolds with one more touchdown will stand alone with 78 atop the NCAA's all-time rushing touchdown list, and now sets his sights on the number 83. It's also held by Monty Ball for career number of touchdowns total in the course of an NCAA football career. The great thing for Keenan, an opportunity to do it in his home state on Saturday. Appreciate all the folks in the volunteer state coming out, especially those based in Millington. We appreciate your service and appreciate your support coming up on Saturday. We're back with more. Defensive coordinator Dale Pearson joins us next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Buffalo Wild Wings Best Seat in the House promotion is back. Every Monday night, starting Monday, September 14th, bring your friends and family and enter to be a Best Seat in the House winner. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. Each weekly winner is put into a drawing to win one of three grand prizes during the finale on December 14th. No purchase necessary, must be 21 years or older, one entry per person per week only, and present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you prefer musty garage to new car smell, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. With well over a 500,000 available parts, CarQuest is serious auto parts. Visit CarQuest.com.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Time now to talk about the Memphis Tigers with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. And you and your staff are the trained eye. When you see Paxton Lynch in that Memphis offense, what do you see?
Just a tremendous offense. I mean, he's a tremendous quarterback, probably one of the best, if not the best, we've seen since I've been here in 20 years. You know, and that's him, including a lot of guys that are still playing in the NFL. He's a great leader, makes great decisions, throws a great ball. He's strong. He can run. And then he's got a great supporting cast. Their old liner, very schooled up. Great skill positions. I mean, I think they're a very, very solid offense.
At his size, what kind of problems does that present? Because this is a guy that clearly sees over the line, that you can get to him and make contact, but with that 6'7", 230-pound frame, you've really got to drill him, though, to get him down. What kind of problems does that present, especially in extending plays?
Yeah, just that. I mean, he can see over the line. Certainly he'll be able to see over our line.
Right.
And, you know, he's a big, strong kid, you know, kind of like the Notre Dame quarterback. You know, you can hit him, you bounce off him, so we've got to make sure we wrap up. And he's got great speed. I mean, they sprint him out. They bootleg with him. And he can just take the ball and run. So he's the complete package.
Does it cause you at all to alter what you all do from a base standpoint, or are you able to still go with what your base package is, especially what you all have seen so many spread offenses here in the past?
Yeah, we'll do about what we do. I mean, we have a philosophy, and that's what we're going to stick to, and that's what the our players expect us to do. So we'll stick to pretty much what we do.
You guys have done a great job stopping the run last week against South Florida, a team that clearly wants to run the football. They've got a great back in Mac, and obviously a quarterback that can run. How were you all to keep that running game so contained as you did last week?
I don't know that they wanted to run the quarterback as much maybe as they had the weeks before. I know they didn't have number five the week before, so the quarterback ran a little bit more. They say he was a little banged up, but we just had guys playing their techniques and running to the football, and if you play correctly, it should be hard to run on you.
Most teams right now, you watch football, especially with all these athletes and spread offenses, tackling is at such a premium, especially in the open field. Your thoughts on the way your kids have done that so far this year?
I think we've gotten better. I think early on we were a little rusted. Space is not necessarily our friend always. But I think we've gotten better at tackling the open field. I think we've gotten better at getting more people around the ball, so that if someone does miss it, we have a chance to, make him move a little bit, slowing down, and then the other guys will come in. You can always get better at tackling, but I think we have improved. Early on, I didn't think we were very good in the open field.
A couple things that you all have to do this week to try and get a victory and get some stops against this Memphis team.
We have to get some pressure. Guys have to know their assignments and do them exactly correct. We can't give this guy any space between him and the receivers. We've got to show up front, whether we're bringing five or six or three. I mean, we've got to get pressure on him. He's got to at least know we're there.
Navy defensive coordinator Dale Pearson, Mids getting set for the Memphis Tigers. What a task for that Navy defense to come up with this week. But so far, they've met expectations every week of the football season. Coming up, we'll tell you about some other things going on around the yard. Playoff time for the Navy women's soccer team in action with Bucknell in the Patriot League tournament. Give you all that news and notes coming up next on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids in volleyball taking on Army Alumni Hall on Friday night, 7 o'clock on Patriot League TV. Tim Murray fills in for us and has the call, since Joe Miller and I will be in Memphis with the football team. Soccer is in Boston, Massachusetts. The Navy women taking on Bucknell in the Patriot League semifinals. 6-0 quarterfinal winners over American University. We remind you that the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy, certainly right now in Navy's control to win. This week, it's Army and Air Force in that next leg. And, of course, the Army-Navy game brought to you by USAA, December the 12th. In Philadelphia, but a lot of business for the Mids to do between now and then. Don't forget the baseball team in the spring. Their schedule out this week. You can access that at NavySports.com, as you can for all 33 varsity sports at the Naval Academy. Squash in action Friday night as well on the campus in Annapolis. That'll do it for our show this week. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for his technical assistance as always, and our thanks to you for your support of Navy Athletics. I'm Pete Medhurst with this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Good afternoon, good night, and goodbye on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA. By Boeing, proud to support the Navy football team. Go Navy! And by Constellation, America's energy choice.